Research Member of Committee. My name is Pim Chanok Jantaboon from the Office of National Security Council. With regard to the right of detainees to family visit, access to Medicare and legal counseling under the martial law and the emergency decree, we would like to highlight the following. First, family visits are allowed upon consent of the detainees. Detainees also have the right to communicate with the families and have private conversations. Second, physical examinations by medical personnel is provided before entering into and after being released from the military detentions. Detainees also have access to medical staff during detentions. Third, the right to legal counseling is provided under the Internal Security Operations Command 4 or the ISOC 4 regulations. And fourth, with regard to juvenile, the emergency decree specifically mentions that arrests and detentions of juvenile are governed by the Juvenile and Family Courts and its Procedure Act 2010, which specify how arrests, investigations, and court procedures are to be conducted, taking into account needs and circumstances faced by children and youth. To address challenge and close the implementation gaps, necessary training have also been provided for law enforcement officers in order to promote effective implementations of the Act. Public awareness raising activities have also been conducted in order for the public to be aware of their rights. The Bureau of Legal Enforcement and Human Rights and the ISOC Force has continuously provided training to military personnel. The Royal Thai Government has worked with the ICRC, who provides necessary training to the ISOC 4 personnel, focusing on the considerations of principles, international norms and standards in law enforcement operations. In addition, the Royal Thai Government organized regular visits to the southern border provinces for diplomatic corps in Thailand, who are member countries of the Organizations of Islamic Cooperation, or the OIC. These trips help promote understanding and allow diplomatic corps to see firsthand vibrancy of the southern border provinces in all aspects. They also provide opportunities for the Thai authorities to exchange and hear views of the diplomatic corps. Mr. Chairs, with regard to the questions on NCPO's orders, number 3/2558, and number 13/2559, the House of Representatives Special Commissions talks with revising bills to abolish NCPO orders is currently considering the proposal of revoke such orders based on the principle of necessities and proportionalities. Thank you.
Distinguished.